The next patient is Roberto Reyna. The last name is R-E-Y-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old Hispanic male. Had a kidney transplant on 2/23/2023, February 23, 2023. A kidney transplant. The patient has a established history of obstructed uropathy. Seem to have a stenosis at the site of anastomosis. The patient had a nephrostomy tube that was placed in September. September 21st, 2023. That tube was removed on October 27 of 2023, and at that time, an antegrade placement of the stent by interventional radiology was done, and this stent need to be replaced in last week of January of 2024. And the patient comes today to the office for follow-up of the condition for reasons that are not clear to me. The patient lost the insurance coverage at the Cleveland Clinic, and at the present time, we have to refer this patient for urologic care to Tampa if they accept the insurance that the patient has. Currently, the patient has a creatinine of 2, and we have evidence that 3 months before, the creatinine was 1.7. The estimated EFR is 36. The patient has a history of hyperkalemia. He's taking Lokelma, 10 grams every single day. The potassium is 4.7, and he's taking bicarb, 1,300 milligrams three times a day, and the carbon dioxide is 19. The albumin is 4.3. The glucose is 98. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. The urinalysis that was done on March 8th of 2024, there is no evidence of white blood cells. RBCs are not seen. Epithelial cells 0 to 10. The protein creatinine ratio is 124. The tacrolimus level is 7.1, and the patient is taking Prograf 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the evening. The uric acid is 7.9. I have to point out that the patient has a BK virus not detected on 11/16 of 23, the CMV not detected in the same date. There is no evidence of viremia of the Epstein-Barr virus. The patient is taking Bactrim DS 1 tablet PO daily. Following number, the blood pressure is 138/76. The BMI is 30.4. Following number, blood sugar is under control. In summary, the patient is in a stable condition despite the fact that he has a history of obstructive neuropathy. We are going to refer the patient to the urology group in Tampa for a change of the stent and further follow-up from the urological point of view. We will refer to the patient to the transplant program in Tampa, and we continue the close follow-up here. Paragraph. I spent 30 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 15 minutes.